Good morning. Welcome to the Waking Up Radio. Good morning. Waking up. I had just entered my flow. Okay, folks. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 24, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF just uploaded is number 934. And FYI, early Friday, AM, December 22nd, the Power Man showed me yet another of their EMF tactics, a painful laser injury into the top side of my head and into my jaw, resulting in swellings in both places. And there's nothing they've done to me that they didn't do to Prince, as he's a much bigger threat, to put it mildly. Their goal is to take away every pleasure a target may still retain, so that life itself feels like a burden. We won't give it to them. Sisters and brothers, the state wants to seem to birth us. And by the way, Catalonia deserves our congratulations and thanks for their perseverance in pursuing independence. Their second successful referendum on the question was this past Thursday. May they stay strong in the face of serious resistance. For we know, even if we had not read in the New York Times, that a new round of turmoil is almost certain, that the global state guys are determined to make it so. Sisters and brothers, the state wants to seem to birth us. The medicalization of birthing is actually its militarization. It's the state laying siege to our bodies surreptitiously. War has been declared without our being aware. The global statesmen in possession of Nicola's weapon have learned that to conquer that which is free, one must start early in the application of a lot of conditioning, using falsehoods that would have us believe that it's a glorious project in which we're participating, while they never cease in eliminating systematically the truth and those who speak for it. If Prince is a fish the ancestors sent to show us the truth and return us to it, the infinite power bit hard, took him in its teeth when he was only in his 20s, made him bleed. But we didn't see, most of us. Our eyes fogged with power conditioning, and though he bled, and power never loosed its grip, his back never bent, and we shall prove his triumph. Compared to what is a song for grown-ups? When I first heard Les McCann sing it, I was too young to know all he meant. The power-crafted world of class ain't real. Today, we remind each other that the infinite exists independent of the system, that we become what we are if we can hold on to it, our source gift, because of it, if we attend to its guidance. And my son concurs with Les. The system is not real and not worth our time, he said. This is not what we want. We come with infinite light, and we're ready when we come to shine. Reverence is an expression of our connection to it, that source, the original source. What better meaning can there be for the truth than that which is independent of all human will and judgment, exists before and after, is continuous, and births us? And yet, the system teaches us that far from being all one, we each of us have a price to be determined through education and being productive in a competitive process vis-a-vis our brothers and sisters, i.e. that we are separate, and that to advance in our education, we must confirm by our acts this illusion and allow ourselves to be robbed of our connection to the infinite as source and to each other, co-sign the theft, and collaborate with the bandits. What we are when we come is the truth, which cannot be ranked. It just is. But if no one tells us this, how do we learn it? By our body root? But what when we're taught to suppress what it says, our spontaneous feelings, and we never learn how to express them holistically, with our mind-body-spirit gift engaged in toto in it, that expression? Though the body will out, despite it seems, an act out of spite, the origin of that word being a shortening of the old French despit, contempt, from despite, show contempt for. And recall that Alice calls this cycle of unconsciousness the vicious circle of contempt. See, for example, our March 6, 2016 show, the audio file Something to Defend, in which we discuss this. In the absence of our conscious intent of it coming to be through a process of hearkening, taking in the truth from one of its roots, the ancestors, the earth, and our brothers and sisters, how shall they believe in that which they have not seen or heard, asks the Apostle Paul. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Now that is very straightforward logic, very unsystemly. Breathe deep. We shall need more of it.
All the prophets. Yeah.